A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest, plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
For many years, that long arm on the Steelers' defense was Hall of Famer Mel Blount, our hometown hero. Mel, good morning.
Morning, Larry. How you doing?
Do you ever have flashbacks of going to camp when it's this hot?
No.
It's been a few semesters. I got you. How are you?
It's been a while. I'm sorry?
How are you doing these days?
Larry, I'm doing great, man. Every day is a good one. And, you know, we're just staying busy out here on the farm working with kids and riding horses. So life is good.
Yes, you have your signature hat on, and everybody certainly in this town knows who you are. And for those that don't, from Vidalia, Georgia, you came, won 4 Super Bowls with the Steelers, Hall of Famer. So good they changed the rules because of you, but what I appreciate most is that you stayed here through thick and thin to open this youth home. How many years has it been now, and help so many young people and guide their lives?
Well, Larry, I think we're celebrating 34 years. Maybe this is our 35th year. And you know, we've been able to really do some great things. We got a lot of kids. We call them our Mel Blount Youth Home alumni kids. They got kids now. They come back with their families. And, you know, the great thing about it is they always talk about what a difference we made and how we changed their lives. So we've helped a lot of kids. Unfortunately, we've had kids to go back and, you know, get in the gangs and get killed. But that's, you know, I think if we can, it's all worth it. But we got a great, great run with kids and making a difference.
Well, we want to help support and continue to support the effort you have for your youth home. And so you're teaming up with another Hall of Famer, Jerome Bettis, for a little golf event next Thursday already at Treesdale. Hard to believe it's coming around the corner. And folks can go to hm3.org and get information about participating in the golf event as well. But I've seen you over the years. You're a pretty good golfer, Mel?
Well, not really. My handicap right now is a 12, but that's at South Point. So if I'm playing somewhere else, it might drop a little because South Point is such a tough course. But, you know, I play golf not to be good at it, but just more so for entertainment because, you know, a lot of time if I'm, you know, trying to get donations for the home or working with a company that they want to go out and play golf. But look, when you live on a farm, you ain't got time to play golf if you're doing everything that needs to be done. But I play it just enough
Amen.
I play it just enough, Larry, to try to halfway be decent and not embarrass myself.
Wow, Mel, that's amazing, because the way I look at it, 12 handicap works out on a par 72 to a score of 84, and to me, that's a pretty dang good golfer.
Yeah, it is. Well, you know, Mel, you look like you could still play. I mean, how do you stay in such great shape?
Well, I just kind of alluded to it about doing things on the farm that needs to be done. It's always something to do out here. And I work out, Larry. You know, I just turned 76 in April. And
what?
You know, the older you get, I think the more you have to try to eat right and exercise and, you know, just enjoy life. Because I think, you know, when you look back and you realize, you know, you not only are you in the fourth quarter, but, you know, the clock is ticking. So I try to take care of myself. I try to enjoy every day and try to do something every day that's going to be meaningful to society and to humanity. And so, you know, that's kind of where I'm at in my life.
And you've done an amazing job of that, Mel. And you fought through racism, and you stuck with it here. And the youth home has been so impactful and powerful. And this is a way for people to help you. And your work is to join us again next Thursday at Treesdale, the HM3 Independence Fund, presenting not only Mel, but Jerome Bettis, as I mentioned, hm3.org to get information how you can sponsor or participate. And we certainly appreciate that. And of course, next night it's we got Pat Benatar and Bill Cowher's wife, Queen Bee. And then the next day we got Smokey Robinson, but we have somebody very special opening the whole show Saturday. You want to share who that is? Somebody you know very well. B.K. Jackson.
I guess you're talking about the saxophonist.
Yeah, that would be.
This young man is, you know, he's an incredible person who toured with Prince. And he just goes by the name of B.K. And B.K. is just a tremendous young man. In fact, his father was a minister who married me and my wife, Tiana. And this kid was 3 years old at the time. Then his father passed away. So he's been kind of like a son of mine, and that we kind of put our arms around. And he's just a tremendous talent. But, Larry, if I can, I want to give a big shout out. We mentioned the sponsor in 3M.
HM3 Independence Fund, you're right.
HM3 Independence, but we got to give a big shout out to Pat Hansen and also to his organization, which I think you're part of the 3M Independence Fund as a board member, if I'm not mistaken. But I think it's just a tremendous thing that he's doing in the community, given you mentioned the Bus Stop Here Foundation, along with the Mel Blount Youth Home, plus UPMC Children's Fund. I mean, this guy, he's an incredible leader, incredible community guy. So I just wanted to give that shout out to him.
No, I appreciate it. He likes to stay in the background, but Pat and his wife, Debbie, have done amazing things in this town for a long, long time, and we appreciate it. And thanks to you again for your work at the Youth Home, and Jerome for Bus Stops Here. We hope to see folks next Thursday for the golf event, Friday for Pat Benatar, Queen Bee, B.K. Jackson, Smokey, and a superstar artist, too. You can get details at hm3.org, hm3.org. And, Mel, thank you, partner. I appreciate your time this morning. We'll see you next week.
Okay, thanks, Larry. Looking forward to seeing you next week, and keep up the good work, man.
And here we go, Steelers, right? Bunch of new faces. It's going to be fun. Mel Blount. See, cool? How about that? He takes care.
Just a little bit, Larry.
Of this young man, he and his wife, Tiana, they take care of this young boy who you heard his father had married them. And he ends up being this world-class saxophone player playing with Prince and touring on his own. So he's going to be there next Saturday.
Not bad at all.
Yeah. We're lucky to have men like Mel Blunt in this town who came here, played here, stayed here, and have given back every day since.
Someday I need to hear his story about how this all wound up happening. It's got to be a good one.
You have to read. He has a book that he wrote a long time ago about it, and it's very compelling. It's hopefully going to be a documentary soon. Right now we're at 74 degrees, and we hit the 90s yesterday. We're going to go live to Milwaukee. Philadelphia's Jim Melwert is with KYW covering the Republican National Convention. Jim, did you hear what happened in Philly yesterday? It sort of snowed in the midst of this heat wave. Those videos at the airport where that fine hail accumulated enough in a photo, it looks like snow.
I did not.
I'll send it to you. Be glad you're in Milwaukee. Anyway, appreciate you joining us. We're with Jim at this time all week to just kind of recap and look forward. So last night was an epic night.
It really was. I mean, we're seeing a unified party that's feeling confident, feeling the momentum in its favor, and has completely bought into its candidate. And the MAGA movement. And for the first time, the MAGA movement doesn't feel like an underdog, especially when you look at the selection for vice president with Ohio Senator J.D. Vance.
And Jim, is J.D. Vance a very well-known character in Republican politics? He came across to me as someone I was less than familiar with.
Yeah, I was kind of the same way, but I had the chance to talk to delegates on the floor yesterday right after the pick was announced, including Pennsylvania House Republican Policy Chair Josh Kale, whose district obviously borders Ohio, and the delegates, including Kale, say that that they feel Vance really understands blue collar workers. Obviously, his memoir "Hillbilly Elegy" really touches on, you know, growing up in poverty in Ohio, Kentucky, that Appalachian area. So they say he understands the importance of energy, gets the future of the Republican Party, understands the needs of those areas, including Western PA. So from a strategy standpoint, it does seem like a play to really get into those battleground states that Trump carried in 2016 and then didn't carry in 2020.
And Jim, as you know, the irony is he's very young, 39, Marine who served in Iraq, Yale Law School, Ohio State. And you mentioned that hillbilly allergy, which I saw in a movie, had no idea who J.D. Vance was at the time. That said, he was polarized opposite and said some horrible things about Donald Trump a while ago. What did they say that changed his mind and now he's his running mate?
Yeah, and he changed that tone. You know, things like saying that Trump could be America's Hitler and was unfit back in 2016. But since, you know, the past couple of years, Vance has been an outspoken supporter of Donald Trump, of MAGA, feeling that politicians generally have.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest, plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
Have a tendency to say one thing, to reach out to that working class, the blue collar, or as the convention's putting it this year, the forgotten American. But then once they get elected, they kind of get sucked into that so-called establishment and lose touch. And that's a big thing for Vance with Trump and the MAGA movement, that he feels Trump has held strong to that principle of looking out for that blue collar worker, that so-called forgotten American.
What's on the docket for tonight?
Well, this morning, the Pennsylvania delegation will host RNC co-chair Lara Trump, who's Donald Trump's daughter-in-law, at their breakfast. Today's theme will be Make America Safe Again. On the speakers list today will be Nikki Haley. And this crowd has not been shy about letting their feelings known for people who are not bought in and supporting the MAGA movement. Mitch McConnell, Senator Mitch McConnell, yesterday during the state roll call, as he was announcing Kentucky's delegates, got a pretty hearty boo. So the reaction to Nikki Haley is going to be something to watch tonight.
Jim, appreciate the update. We'll talk to you again tomorrow morning at this time. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
From KYW, Jim Melwert on the Big K Morning Show. I just saw a video, Paul, of the Stones are on tour. Another video of Mick Jagger running around a stage at, 80 plus now. it's actually remarkable because, last few weeks there's a lot of talk about aging and cognitive issues. And, we had that quote, Dr. John Lapuke of CBS.
Here we go. You've seen one 80-year-old. You've seen only one 80-year-old.
Yeah, can't compare. Compare Mick Jagger to just about anybody at that age. He's remarkable. What does that guy do, right?
Yeah.
You would think all those years rock and roll, partying, and that kind of lifestyle. I think years ago he obviously changed his course, and he looks unbelievably fit.
At the same time, Keith Richards is still with us.
Yeah.
And people have been asking questions about that.
That's for a miracle.
A long time now.
I mean, that guy has been through hell and back.
I don't know if he still smokes. I mean, wow. one of the images that I've always had of him is him playing guitar on stage with a smoke in his mouth.
Yep, absolutely. So the Stones still out there doing their thing. We're going to go back to Milwaukee. And joining us is Sue Means, former Allegheny County Councilwoman and part of the delegation. Sue, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, Sue, explain for us how you become a delegate. How does that process work?
You have to put your name on the ballot, and so we needed 350 signatures. So just like any candidate for the House of Representatives or Congress, you have to get so many Republicans to sign petitions to place you on the ballot. And it's interesting, here at the convention, I'm meeting other delegates, and in Texas, you were elected by the local committee and you work your way up to the state committee. Their name does not go on a ballot. So it's exciting that in Pennsylvania, the people actually choose their candidate. There were five of us running in the 12th congressional district and we get three delegates. So I came in third.
And the 12th congressional district represents generally what neighborhoods here?
The city of Pittsburgh,
right,
and part of Westmoreland County. So it's like Monroeville, Plum, Bethel Park, and then Squirrel Hill down into the city and Westmoreland, a part of Westmoreland.
That's a big swath. So which neighborhood do you live in?
I live in Bethel Park.
Okay. Well, thanks for taking some time. So walk us through the events of last night from your perspective. We know that Donald Trump made an appearance, didn't speak, but got a huge and warm welcome, and he named J.D. Vance as his running mate, talking to your other delegate friends. What's the word on J.D.?
Oh, it's wonderful. We are just so excited. I liked all the people he was interested in, but J.D. Vance is my absolute favorite. I mean, he's just, you know, rags to riches. I mean, he's just an amazing person. He talks a lot. We'll get to hear him speak, but I heard an interview on Tucker Carlson 2 years ago or so before he ran for the Senate, where he shared the impact of he had a hard life, raised by his grandparents. His grandfather died when he was young, and he talks a lot about he wants to make his grandmother proud and what would his grandmother say. I mean, serving in the military, going to Harvard, and, I mean, just, you know, very successful, but he realizes, you know, the state our country's in. And so he's ran for the Senate, and now he's been tapped for vice president.
Yeah, he's just 39 years old, and that memoir he wrote turned into a movie. We talked about that earlier, Paul Rasmussen and I, about that hillbilly allergy. I actually saw that movie, Sue. I didn't know anything about J.D. Vance at the time. It's a very powerful film. Because he's trying to work his way out of a poverty situation and credits his grandmother for that.
Yes, and his mother was a drug addict. I mean, this is, you know, I think his grandfather died when he was young. I did not see the movie. What's the name of it again? Hillbilly?
E-L-E-R-G-Y.
Okay.
So put that on your list, Sue, things to do when you get home.
Sue, I'd like to know, I've seen that Nikki Haley is on the ballot, on the speaker's list tonight, and I'm curious to know what kind of a reaction you think she's going to get.
Well, that depends what she says.
Good point, Sue.
it really is. I mean, one of the speakers last night talked about being a fan of a different football team, and they were booed. The people here definitely, you know, if someone from Philadelphia speaks to, you know, Pennsylvania delegates, definitely the Steeler faction will be booing them.
I got you. That's a great point. It depends on what she says. Now, originally, Nikki Haley was not scheduled to speak, but something changed, so she's going to speak tonight. And then, of course, tomorrow night's highlight will be J.D. Vance's opportunity. And then on Thursday, of course, officially accepting the party nomination, Donald Trump. And I'm sure that will be a moment that a lot of people will tune in just to hear, you know, what he has to say. Because we found out from journalist Selena Zito, who is a Pittsburgh gal, works with a number of publications, the Washington Examiner, that Donald Trump called her Saturday and then told her that he's changed his speech for Thursday and it's going to be more about unity. It'll be interesting to see how he does that.
Yes, it is a time to come together. It's a time to talk policy and really tone down the personal attacks and name calling and think about, you know, the average person, when they go to the grocery store, every time they put gas in the car, aren't you angry? It's so expensive. Food's more expensive. The price of eggs have doubled. A loaf of bread has gone up, you know, 50%. It's just, you know, you go to the store and you feel the pinch, and there's a lot of families who are struggling paycheck to paycheck. And then there's seniors on a fixed income that really are also struggling. So we need to see what we can do to tone down inflation and fix the economy. And tonight's theme will be Make America Safe Again.
Sue Means, thanks for the time. Good luck.
Oh, thank you so much, Larry. Nice chatting with you.
You too. Former Allegheny County Councilwoman, a delegate for District 12, and we'll follow this convention. Of course, then we'll follow the Democratic Convention, and then we'll... Can we take a break after that, Paul?
Yes, please. Let's do that.
Thank you very much. Download the free Odyssey app, AUDACY, and we'll get you updated on everything you need to know. News, weather, sports even. Tonight, Paul Rasmussen, I'm looking forward to a little mental reprieve to watch Paul Skeens start for the National League representing your Pittsburgh Pirates.
And no longer is he facing just any batters. He's facing the cream of the crop. And the first batter he'll face is Aaron Judge,
who is an American League All-Star with the New York Yankees. I'm trying to, and I'm sure I'll ask our buddies at the Fan.
Well, he's a home run machine would be a good description.
I don't follow his stats. I know he's a great hitter and
oh
a great
goodness.
Player. He's a giant, man.
Yeah.
That guy is huge.
Absolutely.
He's like our, you know, O'Neal Cruz. I don't know if he's that tall, but he's a big dude. Anyway, Paul Skeens was asked about, you know, would he like the bat, which I thought was kind of funny. Here's what he had to say.
Yeah, that would be cool. I've gotten a couple bats over the last few days, and I'm itching to use them. A couple batting gloves, too, but there's no helmet in my locker, so that's not happening.
Yeah, that's not happening, but he is happening, and he is the focal point to open the All-Star game tonight.
Larry, just so far this year, Aaron Judge is hitting .306, and he's hit 34 home runs.
But is he happy? Curious, when is the last time a Pirate pitcher started an All-Star game? I'll find out. I'll let you know after the news at the top of the hour. From
a Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest, plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.